Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Healthy Moments. This is your host, Renee Norris-Jones. You may also know me from For the People, Law and Plain Language, Saturdays, 5 p.m. And from
the Let's Be Real Radio, Thursdays, 7 p.m.
on G10Radio.com. But here on Healthy Moments, as the title of the show suggests, we're going to be talking about ways that you can change your lifestyle to become a healthier you. I do have to put a disclaimer out there. I am not a doctor. I'm not a dietitian, but I am a regular you, regular Joe Schmo, just trying to change my lifestyle. And for me, it was one little bit at a time, trying one little thing. Don't go cleaning out your refrigerator. I didn't have to get rid of all the chocolate in my house. I had to come back. I had to do some portion control. But those are the things that we're going to be talking about. Things that you can do to stay a healthier you. I chose Healthy Moments because a moment is something that suggests ease. If I'm going to tell you that it's going to take an hour, we don't want that. We just want a moment. So I want to share with you little things that you can do in a moment. Just one thing a week to become a healthier you. I thought about doing this show for a long time because a few years ago I was diagnosed as a diabetic in April. And by November, December, I had high blood pressure. And I was struggling. The doctor said, you need to see a dietitian. And boy, did I need to see a dietitian. We're going to introduce one little thing. Nothing layered, nothing big, nothing huge. Just one little thing that you can do. And if you don't like it this week, I'm going to encourage you to try it anyway. But if you don't, it's cool. Next week, try that. I know if you told me, Renee, cut out all chocolate from your life. Okay, I'm not even going to pretend to do that. But next week, I'm going to listen because maybe you have something else I can try. And if you can do that, there's 52 weeks in a year. That's 52 steps that you've taken towards becoming a healthier you. And that's how I looked at it. That's how I, over the course of a year, since introducing diet and exercise, and I am not about the exercise, but, you know, we do what we got to do. I lost almost 80, 85 pounds over the course of a year without even trying. Just trying to stay healthy. And it's scary. I still remember that. What? I have diabetes, I have high blood pressure. This is not your mother's diabetes and high blood pressure. There is lots that we can do to change our outcomes. Even though my doctor did tell me, genetics can still come get you, but not yet. It's been 3 years and counting, and not yet. I am about two or three points away from not being a diabetic anymore. To be able to remove that risk factor from my life through diet, yeah, and exercise. But, I've gotten it. I found something that I like to do. And I take little steps to make sure that I leave room in my life to do them. Stay tuned. In just a second, we'll be on to share our tip of the week.
Welcome back to another episode of Healthy Moments Radio. This is your host, Renee Norris-Jones. This is about making sure that you're exercising correctly. And I'm joined in the studio today with Miss Shayna Jones Esquire.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me, Renee.
Thank you for being here. Well, don't let the Esquire fool you. Miss Shayna has other talents that are health and fitness. And tell us about that.
I try. So as Renee told you, my first trade is as an attorney, but I am also a certified personal trainer, a NASM certified personal trainer. And don't get all up in arms, y'all. I'm a NASM certified personal trainer because I was an overweight girl and I decided I was going to get in shape because I wanted to be healthy. I wanted to live my best life. And as I was going through that journey, I decided I wanted to try to help others and I wanted to increase my skills and learn more. So I got my certification.
So tell me about you said NASA.
NASM, so the National Academy of Sports Medicine.
Oh, all right.
Yes,
okay.
One of the premier accreditation organizations for personal trainers. It's actually one of the certifications that my personal trainer had when I had a trainer.
Wow.
At one point. Because he had it, he's excellent. Thought it was a good route for me to go.
Yeah, that's fabulous. The last episode, Shayna was talking about your core health and making sure that you are aware of your core when you're exercising.
Absolutely.
Did I say that right? And I made her give me a count because she said a couple. I'm like, a couple's two. So she said five times, holding my core, which means holding your belly, ladies and gentlemen. Take a deep breath and hold it in for a count of 15.
Count of 15.
Five times a day. It made me think about the times that I've exercised with folks like Shayna, who really know their stuff. I exercise. I do the same thing with them when I do on my own. And when I exercise with them, I feel it. I feel the burn. When I do it on my own, I don't. Mm-hmm. What am I doing wrong?
A lot of people think that exercise is about quantity, and it really is about quality.
Exactly.
You know? So if, for example, you're lifting a weight, you really want to make sure you're focusing on the muscle, right?
Okay. How do I do that?
Okay. This is just as an example.
Okay.
You're not swinging the weight back and forth. You're actually doing a controlled movement. A lot of exercise is about control. What's okay. the control that you have over your body? Just going back to the core. What's the control? Are you sucking in your core?
Okay,
right?
Wait a minute. I'm going to take this way back. I don't like to exercise.
Okay.
I walk.
Let's talk about walking then.
All right. I walk and I'm learning how to swim.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Which means I'm on the wall. I'm in 4 feet of water. But that's pretty much the extent of what I'm learning how to play golf.
Oh, that's excellent.
Okay. But with the walking, love to walk. When I walk with people who are trainers, I feel the burn mm-hmm. in my stomach, in my legs. No matter how much I power walk, no matter how many hills I go up, when I'm walking by myself, I do not feel it. What am I doing wrong?
You're likely not holding in your core. You're not stepping off of your foot properly. So putting down your heel first and stepping off of the top of your foot.
See, already, folks, she got me. I'm like, stepping off of my what? I'm just putting my feet one in front of the other. I'm just trying to move.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to hold in my core.
You're going to want to hold in your core.
And what's this about stepping off my toe and my heel?
Right. So you're going to want to, as you're walking, you're putting down the heel first and you're stepping off the front of your foot. You want to have some active motion, making your foot actively move. And it also depends upon the type of walking you want to do, whether you're just going for a nice stroll.
No.
Or whether you're trying
I've
to
already
get
made it
in.
Perfectly clear that walking, window shopping is not exercising.
Okay.
My listeners have heard that speech before.
All right.
But it stopped there.
Okay.
So if I'm doing a power walk for an hour,
mm-hmm.
I don't feel any burn afterwards. So
well,
you're
burn.
Saying it's heel, toe, heel, toe, heel, toe.
And you also need to be swinging your arms. But let's also be clear. Burn on an exercise doesn't burn or lack of burn on an exercise doesn't necessarily mean that you're exercising properly. You can get all the burn that you want to and still be hurting yourself, or you can get no burn on a walk, but you're still getting rid of the calories and you're making your body move.
But when I do that same exercise with other people, mm-hmm. I feel it afterwards. I don't feel it by myself.
Holding your core.
Holding my core.
You're probably moving faster when you're with these other folks too. So that may have play a big part.
Okay.
So maybe you want to time yourself, right? Say I'm going to set this certain pace.
Okay.
You get your phone out or whatever timer you have.
Okay.
And you make sure you do that mile in that certain pace.
Okay.
Get a mile or get a pedometer. So you're doing a certain amount of steps in a certain amount of time.
Okay.
You know?
But the heel toe.
Is a big one. And make you have to swing your arms.
Swing the arms. I do that.
Okay.
But so if I try the heel toe.
Mm-hmm. It's going to make that foot work. It's also going to make the calf muscles work.
Okay.
Making your thigh muscles work.
Heel toe.
And sucking your core.
And the core.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think I got this.
All right.
This is about making sure that you're exercising correctly. That's it this week. We'll be back next week with another episode. And until then, here's to a healthier you.
You've been listening to Healthy Moments with your host, Renee Norris Jones, here on GTownRadio.com. Please remember to always check in with your health professional before making any dietary changes and before starting any exercise routines. I look forward to our next segment where I'll share more information about my journey to becoming a healthier me and towards you becoming a healthier you. Until then, here's to good health.